So as hierarchy is accepted unquestioningly, we on the bottom have no grounds on which to register a complaint. Far from it, in fact, as we're led to believe our place on the stage is among the backward. When will we be done with the bizarre notion stages of development and history? So much damage can be laid at its door. How much more must we endure? In describing his research technique for brushing away what he doesn't need in order to better see the pattern, Galbraith first explains why he focuses on wages and salaries and excludes rents and profits. Then he explains why he takes the further step of making manufacturing his focus. He reasons, essentially, that because we live in a single global economic system, there must be a systemic relation between its sectors. This is a quote from Galbraith, quote, "To see the relationship between factory and farm rates of pay, consider the basic fact that in the course of economic development, people are drawn from agriculture into manufacturing in the first place by a wage differential. This differential need not be large, but it has to exist. Otherwise, people will not leave the farm." Unquote. That's from James Galbraith's Inequality and Instability, page 53. But this process is not just or necessarily about a wage differential, but rather a power differential, a factor of coercion. Farmland is seized or flooded by dams. Development means steal the people's land. That's what it's always meant. In the most recent Epic Times, there's a story of a couple, a woman from England married in Russia, a Chinese man, and they're trapped in this process called steal the people's land. They are trying to fight for their land, which has been their land for multiple generations, and was told that he had to sell his land at a very unequal price, 700 yuan per Chinese acre, which is the equivalent of almost the same thing in dollars, 696. And yet it yielded these acres, 1,500 to 3,000 yuan. He tried to negotiate. No, you must sell or go to jail. And so this article called English Woman Petitions Against Land Grab in China. I just happened to see it. It happens every second on this planet. This is in the most recent Epic Times of May 30th to June 5, 2013, and it is by Li Wenhui. And it gives the lie to this notion of a market driving this process. And so notice that this so-called canonical, I have a hard time with that word, canon, right? Okay, canonical. Notice that this so-called canonical Kuznets movement strips us of our ability to be self-sufficient. So, growing up in their world turns out to mean staying children. What we're seeing in reality in this stages of development drumbeat is a positing unconsciously by the academics of an alleged equality between coercion, being forced off the land with a quote-unquote stage of development. Now, Kissinger does this consciously when he says that Mao had a point in instilling discipline by means of the Cultural Revolution. And Bentham says this when he tells us governance cannot exist without our obedience. And David Brooks the same when he tells us growing up means accepting the weight of obligation imposed by the state. All these guys try to reinforce the lie that it's a sign of maturity when we resign ourselves to effective slavery.